You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Hello, business owners. I want to talk about personal branding today, but not so much the how, but more of the why. So if you've ever asked the question, should my online identity be me or my company and my product, then I'm going to give you my 2 cents in this episode. So welcome to the show. If we haven't met yet, my name is 16 Ramos. I'm a digital marketing strategist and I help people build their online businesses from home, find success, and live their best lives. 2020 has been such a big year for me in terms of branding, more like rebranding, and possibly one of the sharpest turns I've ever made in my business is to brand myself. Because for the last 5 years before 2020, I've always carried and attached myself and anchored my identity in the products that I carry or the company that I'm affiliated with. And 2020, because there were so many moments where I needed to pivot that forced me to look at all of the gaps in my business, there were so many considerations to how I was going to expand. And one of the things that really got me thinking was, why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to expand into a different topic of discussion or a different content arc? Or if I were going to launch a different kind of business model, why was it so hard to do that? Considering that I've had over a decade of being on social media, almost a decade of sales and marketing on social media, social selling experience, but why was it so hard to kind of expand my value and tackle different topics outside of the niche that I was in, or, you know, talk about expertise that I already had? And the most prominent contributor to that difficulty or that challenge was the fact that my identity wasn't my own, and it was anchored in the company that I was affiliated in, or the products that I was carrying, or the team brand that, or the affiliate marketing brand that I branded. And it was just such, like, clear as day to me. It was the time this year for me to take that sharp turn and finally brand myself. And for the first time ever, it was clear to me why personal branding was such an important element for me. And it brought so many opportunities for me that I want to talk about today too. But most of all, I want to talk about the 3 undeniable reasons why you should self-brand if you've ever asked this question about your online identity. So if you're tuned in with me, please say hi and tell me where you're watching from. Hey, Irene, Kay-Ann, Catherine, Monty, Jit, thank you so much. Please tag your friends, tag your business partners in the comment section, especially if you guys have and if they have questions about personal branding. Also, if you're on Facebook and you're live with me right now, share this into your chat groups or into your Facebook groups if you run those, or if you're watching the replay. Hey, replay viewers. I also want to say hi to all of you who are streaming from the podcast. Thank you so much for your support. Oh my goodness. This year has also been so huge with our followers and streaming numbers on this Generation 6 podcast. I'm so grateful. So please, if you are streaming the podcast, remember to rate and subscribe to us wherever you are consuming this episode. Also, if you are watching me on YouTube, please don't forget to hit the subscribe button and turn on the notification so that you don't miss any future videos that come from me. So, guys, branding yourself. We also call this personal branding. And I've had a bunch of blog posts, possible, you know, podcast episodes, and even live broadcasts talking about how to establish a strong brand. But this is the very first time I'm ever going to talk about why it's important and why it could be the path for you, especially if you're having the same struggles as I am. So I'm going to tackle the 3 reasons that really stood out to me, especially this year when I was contemplating on rebranding myself to just 16 Ramos. Okay, so here are my two cents, and here's my take on it. There's really, if you're starting to feel the signs, and if these reasons are starting to surface in your business, then it's time for you to brand yourself. And that number one reason for me is the difficulty to establish a deeper connection with your audience. And this really is huge to me because connection is important for conversions, right? I mean, if people can't relate to you and they don't understand you, they really can't connect with you, your brand, in any deep way or genuine way, it's really going to hurt your conversions and your sales. So if you're sending cold messages through a company account or you're sharing a personal story via your company brand, people won't connect with you as much as they would if they were talking to an actual human being, for example, because people want to deal with a human, with a person, and not a logo. It's just, we're wired this way. So there's power in putting your own face on your profile photo, for example, and having a bio that feels personal to your audience. And you can only do that when you self-brand. So one of the questions that I always get asked is, what if I already have a company brand and I've done years or even months of marketing and I've been using that one company account? So how do I shift now? Wouldn't that kind of hurt the reputation that I've already built? Well, no. My answer to that is no. So my solution to, if you've already been using your company identity for a long time now, and you've been sharing content, sharing brand messages, sharing lots of value on your company fan page, for example, then share the content on your own feed and give your own two cents while you're sharing. So here are some stats that really stand out to me, and I really want to share this with you because I think it's going to give you some more context as to why you should self-brand instead of carry the brand of your company or your products or your team. So 92% of people trust the recommendations of individuals, of people, even if they don't know them, versus brands. Can you imagine that? 92% of people prefer people over brands. It's just, we gravitate towards people. So some more stats about the importance of personal brand versus company brand with the context of employees having strong personal brands sharing their company's brand. So when brand messages are shared by employees on social media, they get 561% more reach than the same messages shared by the brand's social media channels. Can you imagine that? 561% more reach when it is shared by an actual human person than when it is shared by the brand. Another stat that really wowed me was brand messages that are reshared 24 times more frequently when posted by an employee or an individual versus the brand's social media channels. So again, this speaks about reach and how people relate to it, because if it's being shared more, that means more people are liking it and more people are connecting to this piece of content. So another stat is, on average, employees have 10 times more followers than their company's social media accounts. And this matters if you want visibility and you want credibility. So when people are doing research about your brand, they're going to see, they're going to see your small business. There's a nice logo. There's probably good content, but then there's not a lot of followers, not a lot of traction yet on your social media accounts. A lot of people say, numbers are just numbers. Keep doing valuable content. But let's face it, like when people when they're choosing to work with an agency or a company, if they choose to hire from any company or buy products or avail of services from any company, they're going to want social proof. So if your company is still small and there's not a lot of reach, this is why individuals with a lot more following dominate when it comes to creating content or sharing content from that brand. And that's the reason why it does a lot better, because employees of a certain organization, in this example, have 10 times more followers. And so there's just more credibility behind the content that's being shared. So the bottom line here is, you guys, is that people trust people more than we trust brands. And we engage with people more than we engage with brands. So that's the data. You know, I won't dispute the data. I know you probably, if you've been promoting your from your company channels or from your, you know, behind your team brand or behind your product brand all these years, who am I to dispute the data? So it just might be worth it to create a personal brand alongside your small business brand. So the second reason that really surfaced for me this year is the one reason that I was talking about earlier, which is expanding your content arcs or your content topics. Now, if you're finding it difficult to do that, that's because your identity is anchored in your company's identity. So if your brand is anchored in your company's identity, you can only expand as far as that company brand allows you to. You are only allowed to be in that same niche, as an example. So my story is before 2020, I was known as Miss New Girls or True Girls founder. And my identity was largely attached to the products that I carried and the affiliate team that I branded. So the option to carry a team brand in, you know, 5 years ago when I just founded it, it made sense at the time. And it was a comfortable option because I didn't need to be personal. You know, that vulnerability is a little uncomfortable at first. But I found that I couldn't connect to my audience at a deeper level, especially to the kind of audience that I was trying to attract, which was people who are exactly like me, you know, millennials who are empowered, ambitious, and who were having the same personal struggles as I was. The fact was, I couldn't tell so many personal stories about me when I was carrying a team brand because I needed to promote team culture. I needed to promote, you know, team values, not 16's values. So it just felt impossible for me to talk about business in a different context outside of the model that I already had. And it was impossible to just have an identity apart from the products that I was already selling. So like if I wanted to talk about online business tips, and like I do now, it would have to be in the affiliate marketing context because that was the business model of the True Girls, or that is the business model of the True Girls. Or if I wanted to expand my business or talk about another industry, it would have to be within the beauty industry always, or wellness, because that's where our products are rooted. Or if I wanted to expand topics and increase the value that I bring, I had to go through so many considerations. Does it match the team brand? Does it match, you know, from the aesthetics to the topics to the brand values to the message? It was just so limiting. So I learned this year the importance of branding myself. So I really took a sharp turn towards the 16 Ramos brand and I went heavy on it. So I relaunched this fan page, my 16 Ramos fan page on Facebook in March of this year. And I also rebranded the podcast and blog. And to promote the rebrand, I created a self-branded Facebook series, Generation 6. So all of this enabled me to grow my reach on social media, which resulted to a fan page of over 20,000 fans. It also resulted to a 998% jump in followers and listeners to my podcast. And it simplified monetizing social media in a way that I've never experienced before. It just brought about so many opportunities, you know, business opportunities, financial opportunities that seemed far-fetched to me because I was just so anchored in a different brand identity before. So now I could tap into not just product-based businesses with my topics on my videos, for example, but I could also tap into service-based businesses, for example, because I could share my perspective as an entrepreneur in general. I wasn't just my products anymore. I was my own person. So if I wanted to expand my business and run my own fashion line, for example, that would still make sense because now I am no longer attached to the beauty industry. So self-branding really changed the game for me and gave me opportunities I couldn't even believe were possible at the time. So You know, I still kept the True Girls brand. You know, if you're contemplating on should I rebrand and just keep my personal brand, I still am keeping the True Girls brand, and it's still a strong brand until today. It's a team brand for my affiliate marketing business, and I still really use it for prospecting, recruiting. But it's more, it functions more of a sub brand under the umbrella of my personal brand. So if that makes sense. So want to say hi to all my viewers here before I move on to the last reason why you should self-brand. Monty sent me 500 stars. Monty, you also have this notification underneath your name that says 7-week streak. Oh, that's new. So does that mean for 7 weeks you've been sending me stars? So sweet. So guys, stars are enabled on this broadcast. If you want to send me stars, I would really appreciate that because these stars allow me to create more of this content for you. So please send me stars. I want to say hi to all my viewers. Hey, Rona, Lee, hello, Donna, great input. Thank you for sharing this. I'm thinking of making my brand, my personal brand now. You should, especially if these reasons, you relate to these reasons in any way. Ellen, hello to you. And Jane says, love this story. Eileen, hey, hey, Malin, Rosemary, Joe, Helena, thank you so much for tuning in. All right, guys. So the third reason, which is kind of like a new reason for me that just surfaced in the last 3 months. So if you want to get hired as a professional, then you need to brand yourself. So let's say you do consulting or coaching or anything like creative, you know, if you're a graphic designer, if you are a public speaker, anything like that, right? If you want to be hired for your skills, people look to hire individuals rather than agencies, especially in places like LinkedIn. So they're going to want to look at your credentials and your personal experience in the field where they're hiring, like coaching or consulting. So and they're, you know, because there are also, these are also rooted in personal preference. Like most likely, if you were hiring a coach, you would like to work with someone who understands you at a deep level. Right? Because, you know, the sessions wouldn't be so useful if they really didn't get your backstory or your personal experience. So in this sense, a personal brand would be most useful because people won't intuitively know to look for an agency name unless they really, really know your company already. So they would, you know, most likely search for public speaker or business coach. And so here is where your personal brand would step in because that's where you could leverage it from. So let's say now, if you have a small business and you're just starting out, this is what most people would do if they have a new business, is they would jump on Facebook and create a fan page, create a really nice logo. And this is a pet peeve of mine, you guys, that a lot of people do. Oh my goodness. Okay. Is they create profiles on Facebook and they use the name field to insert their company name, like 16 Ramos and then company name in parentheses or whatever. It's such a pet peeve of mine because why do you need to do that? Why do you need to hide behind a brand? Or, you know, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, do you want people to just know you as a brand or like what is the sense of creating a personal profile if you're going to do this anyway? So anyway, just a little side rant there. But naturally, if people don't know what your brand is or what your company is or what your agency is, whatever you're running, they will gravitate towards you as a person. So they will look into who you are, what you do, and how you can help. So this is where your personal brand will come in handy. Now, this is a question that I also get a lot of is, if I'm already listed as a company on social media, like you've created an Instagram profile, a fan page, Twitter, whatever, as your company, how do I then strengthen my personal brand alongside that? Well, you know, that's my story, you guys. I created a fan page for my affiliate branding before I even strengthened my own personal brand. So it really isn't that hard. You just have to make a decision. So here's how you can strengthen your personal brand alongside your company's brand is to find a way to demonstrate your expertise with your own content. Content creation is the answer. You need to be as loud or even louder, right? When you create or demonstrate your expertise. So giving you a few examples, if you have a restaurant, if you just launched one, naturally you would run to Facebook, create a fan page, post your restaurant logos, maybe post a bunch of pictures of what's on your menu. But aside from that, you want to go to your personal profile and talk about recipes, talk about your own journey as a restaurateur, talk about your own journey as an entrepreneur, talk about the story of, the food and the experience, and be loud. Do that all on your personal profile, your personal feed, or if you have a fan page for just you, do that there. Okay, that's one way. If you are a speaker, you can do short form videos on speaking tips, and then you can promote your course or your agency. So you can coexist with your company branding, but you have to be as strong in your own personal demonstration of what your skills are. Another example, if you're a fitness coach, right, do workout routines on your profile and then promote your program on the side, or as a call to action to all of your content. If you have a product business, you don't always have to be Miss Cleanser or Miss, Mr. Shoes or whatever. You don't always just have to be in that one sector. You can do industry-related content and then promote your product as a, I happen to also sell this kind of way. So make your company or product an added value to where your real identity is anchored or rooted, which is your personal skills, your story, and your experience. So there you have it, you guys. There's three undeniable reasons to brand yourself. So if you want to start 2021 with a bang and really come in strong with a really strong personal brand, a brand that speaks and resonates with your ideal client, then work on that. We have how many weeks do we have left in December? 2 weeks? Work on that right now. Contemplate on what niche you want to be known for, who your ideal client is, and exactly how you can help, what your skills are, and find ways to demonstrate those through content, whether it's live broadcasts like these, or podcasts or blogs. So those are my three reasons. Do you resonate with those reasons? Do you relate with this story in any way? Let me know. Are you contemplating on also building a stronger personal brand this year? What are your questions? Ask away. So thank you so much. I am going to read these comments now before I wrap it up, because I know that you guys might have questions about this. So hang on a second here. Jody asks, 16, what were the things you said you did when you made a sharp turn towards branding to build and attract people to you? So, okay. So the first thing I did was I rebranded my fan page. So my fan page was just True Girls and the products before. I had this 16 Ramos fan page, kind of like a dormant page. It had about 200 followers or something. And then I relaunched it. So I created a lot more content, defined the image that I wanted, and started doing a lot more videos on it. And so I also did a rebrand on my podcast, because I started a podcast in 2016, but it was also a team brand. It was the True Girls Audio On Demand podcast. And I wanted to dive into more broad topics in entrepreneurship that weren't affiliate marketing. So I had to rebrand that to Generation 6, like 16 Ramos. And then another thing that I do was I launched my website. So I launched 16ramos.com. I got rid of the truegirls.com and I made truegirls.com like a tab underneath my 16ramos.com website. So everything basically turned into a big umbrella brand of 16 Ramos. And then from there, I just promoted the heck out of that rebrand by creating a lot of content. The most dominant being this Facebook series. So weekly lives was the way I kind of grew this fan page to 20,000 followers or fans and over. So another question in here. Rabe, hello. Rhea says, love that personal branding. Rhea, in what ways are you strengthening your personal brand this year? Joanna says, this is good value 16. Thanks for your generosity. Oh, Joanna, my goodness. I love your videos. You are actually a great example of self-branding. I mean, didn't you start your Facebook series this year as well? I mean, you were heavily, your identity was heavily rooted in your company. You did events and lots of awesome events, but also now I could see a lot more of your personality and I could relate a lot more with your journey as an entrepreneur and as a speaker. So you are a great example of a great sharp turn towards self-branding, which is amazing. Congratulations. Hey, Roxanne. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, Susan. Jody says, completely relate and I'm so ready to build a personal brand. Great. I am so excited for you. Ederlyn says hi. Jean says hi. So guys, personal branding is so huge coming in 2021 because just now that we know the stats, and these are recent stats, that people are more drawn into personal brands, people, human faces, human elements, rather than brands, then you should have at least your basic checklist of your checklist to creatively and strongly build your personal brand, especially if you're building your personal brand from scratch. So I help my inner circle members a lot with that stuff. So if you haven't checked it out yet, click the link above or visit go.16ramos.com/support to become an inner circle member, because in that group, I share a lot about the inner workings of my business. I also have a personal branding checklist that I've shared with all of the members there. And I really go deep into my business processes. And by the way, I want to talk about this for the next, I think I have 7 days left. So a week left into my 10 days of free online tools. So it's like my way of giving back to all my inner circle supporters. I'm giving away my top 10 online tools that made such a difference in my business this year. So far I've shared 40 scripts for your business. So they're selling scripts, recruiting scripts, collaboration scripts, conversion scripts. So 40 in total in one file. I've shared that. And I've also shared 2,948. I think that's the number, right? I don't know exactly, but it's over 2,900 Canva graphic templates that you can edit. You know, it's completely editable on Canva, easy to use for your brand so that you can stay on brand with all of your content. You know, cohesiveness and unity across all platforms will especially be helpful for if you are strengthening your personal brand this year. So those are the things that I've shared so far. I'm about to share two more today. So check that out to be an inner circle member today, and I will see you in the group. Thank you so much for tuning in to my live broadcast. Have a great weekend. Bye.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.